Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Free Advice Friday, and I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. So today is the day, the one day of the month, that I take your calls and answer your questions about your narcissistic abuse issues. If you'd like to call in, the number is 424-220-1801. That will connect you with me, and you can ask your question. I just want to go over a little bit of business before we get started. First of all, I want to let you know, this is really exciting, I am coming down to the end of the first draft of my book, Close Encounters with the Worst Kind, Recovering from Narcissistic Abuse. And when I say the first draft, that means that once I get it completely written, I'll have to run through it again and make changes. And then I don't know what whether I'll be published, self-published, or traditionally published. I'm not really sure what route I'm going to go, but we're getting closer. And with that in mind, I would love to hear stories, your situations. And I'll tell you specifically what I'm looking for. But I want you to know that they don't have to be profound stories, because what you experience helps other people. So it can just be basic experiences. But by having me put them in the book, other people can read it and get a feel for what other people are going through. So this is really important. And some of the things I'm looking for is I'd like a story from someone who's experienced a narcissistic friendship, someone who's experienced narcissistic spiritual abuse, which means they've been controlled through God's word or whatever, through the tenets of the Bible or something like that. I'm also like to hear a story just about what it's like to be an adult child of a narcissist. I would like a story about sibling abuse, narcissistic sibling abuse. One about enabling parents, narcissistic fathers. So like I said, they don't have to be long. They don't have to be profound. I just want to hear from you. Now, the one thing that you should know when you send me these letters is that I will ask you to sign a legal release form, and this is just to protect me. So when this book is copyrighted, no one can say that I stole their work. So with that done, I want to get started. I don't have any callers yet, but someone did write in, and I'll read the letter to you. Dear Randy, I first came across your podcast last fall when I was looking to make some changes in my life. I think I probably searched self-esteem or confidence and came across your podcast, and they greatly resonated with me. It wasn't until recently that I listened to your podcast on narcissistic personality disorder, which brought great clarity and validation to my life. I'll try to keep the background short, but I grew up with a father who has depression, OCD, bipolar, among other things. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm 99.9% sure he has NPD. My father was very manipulative, and he emotionally and mentally abused my brother and me since I was about 13. I later found out he abused my mother basically throughout their entire marriage, 21 years. My mother was very codependent towards his behavior. He has been suicidal since I was little, and she hid everything from my brother and me. My parents got divorced when I was around 16, and I stopped talking to my father for 2 years. He took interest in me after I began college, and I took this as a sign that we could have a relationship again. We would talk on the phone and things would be fine, but his behavior was always peculiar, and he would constantly bad talk my mother, even though they had been divorced for almost 2 years and she had moved on. He said he would never get over what she did to him, even though he was causing the abuse in the first place. This was very painful for me to hear. He never took ownership of his behavior towards any of us. I would go home, back to my dad's house, for the summers in between college to work, and things only started to escalate from there. I won't go into specifics, but basically he threatened to kill himself a few times, and the last time he told me, if I did call the police, where he was later taken to a psychiatric center. Afterwards, he would leave threatening messages on my phone, at which this point I had blocked. During this time as well, I was seeing a therapist, and we talked about boundaries, realizing for the first time I had never set boundaries, nor had I known how to set them. I understand my dad has deep issues, but his behavior stemmed from wanting attention. He had done the same things to my mother for 20 years, and I realized I had never set boundaries. I always felt guilty that he felt so miserable, and I blamed myself. I also realized that I picked up on my mother's codependent tendencies and was now emulating them in my relationships. I was spreading myself so thin so I would be appreciated by others. I sought validation in other people. I was in many toxic relationships with people who were not healthy for me. As soon as I began to realize this, I made major changes in my life. I cut people out, including one of my best friends since kindergarten, which was a very difficult decision. I started focusing on myself and doing the things I enjoy. I know I still have a long way to go, but I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm 20 years old and a junior in college. I think my questions for you are more about self-love, since you always answer my questions about NPD in your podcast. But what is your advice to a person who has never taught how to love themselves, and how do we start doing this? I think this is such an excellent question, and one I believe we all want to know about. So let me start out by telling you, after witnessing the self-absorbed behavior, which is atrocious, of your narcissistic abuser, the thought of anything that has to do with being self-focused is probably sickening to you. But we all have people in our lives that rely on us, and it's easy to get caught up in meeting everyone's needs and that we forget to meet our own. And this is especially true of us, narcissistic abuse victims, who've been taught that they don't matter. Putting ourselves last comes as natural to us as does breathing air. But don't confuse self-love with selfishness. They are very, very different things. Healthy self-love is not narcissism. Narcissists, as we know, only care about themselves. They only care about their own welfare. And they may appear to love themselves, but the facade they show you is just to hide the true self-loathing that they feel inside. So there is no true love. They hate who they are behind the mask. So the grandiosity that they feel is not something that comes from self-validation, or it doesn't come from within. They have no idea who they are inside because they're terrified to explore it. So the validation that they need has to come externally. And that's why they go for narcissistic supply, because they need external validation. So all the love that they experience comes from others. And their waking thoughts are all about how to get that. True, healthy self-love comes only from within ourselves. It develops through the awareness of who we truly are, not from external feedback, which we're very, very used to relying on. Some of the things that self-love develops through is knowing what your emotional and physical limits are and honoring them. Knowing what your vulnerabilities are. Understanding how you act or react the way that you do. Knowing what you want and don't want for yourself. Knowing what fulfills you. Knowing what you enjoy, what you like, what you don't enjoy, and what you don't like. And knowing how you think and feel. Now, we all know those things, but we really don't stop and think about it. So go through those things, knowing your emotional and physical limits, knowing your vulnerabilities, knowing why you act or react the way you do, knowing what fulfills you, knowing how you think and feel, and knowing what you like and don't like. Think about these things. Really think about them and write them down. The other part of self-love is self-acceptance. And acceptance is about accepting what you like and what you don't like. We're all different. There's no right or wrong in what you like or what you don't like. So learn what it is and accept it. Another thing about self-love is accepting your appearance. Every one of us is beautiful in our own way. But we think we're too fat, we're too skinny, we're not pretty, we're ugly, we're, you know, whatever we think about ourselves. If we don't accept our appearance, then we don't accept ourselves. A third thing is accepting your quirks, flaws, and faults. Again, everybody has these things. And we don't want to be embarrassed by them. We want to accept them. This is who we are. This is what makes us individuals. One of the hard things to accept is your own opinions, how you feel about things, because you've been told that you don't have your own opinion or that your opinion is incorrect. But your opinion is not incorrect. Your opinion is your opinion. And it's okay to have your own opinion. People respect you when you assert your own opinion. You want to accept that not everyone will like and accept you. They won't. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. And we learn to be pleasers, and we want everyone to like and accept us. They're not going to. I know that I struggle with this myself. This is not an easy thing. But it's something that I work on, and you should too. Accept that not everyone will like and accept you. Accept the things that make you vulnerable, your weaknesses. It's okay. Again, everybody has them. We're all vulnerable in some area. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't work on those things, but we need to accept that we do have vulnerabilities. We're not perfect. The world doesn't expect us to be perfect. And the most important thing when it comes to acceptance is accepting your feelings and your emotions. When you feel something or you have an emotion, it's so important that you allow it. You want to experience these things, feel them, accept that they're part of your reality. It's okay to have feelings. It's okay to have emotions. It's not only okay, it's imperative. This is part of the human experience. If you're someone who cries a lot, accept it. That's just part of who you are. You might be able to get better. You might be able to work on that. But if you cry, you cry. That's just who you are. And the way that you feel about things is you're entitled to have your feelings and your opinions. You feel the way you feel. Nobody else can tell you how to feel, and you don't want to tell anybody else how to feel. So you want to learn to accept your feelings and emotions. Now, we're going to talk about appreciating yourself. These are all, again, these are all things that contribute to your self-love. Appreciating yourself is about liking who you are, getting to like yourself. Appreciating your body for all the things that it does for you. We take our bodies for granted. There's a lot that goes on in our bodies that allow us to experience this life. We need to value those things. We may not feel like our bodies are perfect on the outside. They really are. And they really are perfect on the inside. And we have to honor and value our bodies, appreciate them. Think about what your unique gifts and talents are and learn to appreciate those. Every one of us has something very unique to offer the world. Think about your gifts and qualities and just appreciate the fact that these gifts have been given to you. Use them. Apply them. But appreciate that you have them. Because, like I said before, self-love is an internal experience. So we want to appreciate these things internally. Think about the good qualities that you have. And you do have good qualities. Just really put some time and think about what they are and admire them. Appreciate them. You may or may not be a spiritual person, but we are spiritual beings, and you do have an inner spirit. There is more to you than what you see, feel. There's more to you than what your five senses experience. Try to connect with that person who you authentically are, who you are before you came here and after you leave here, the authentic you, and try to connect with that person. You have value to others and you have value to the world, or you wouldn't be here. Appreciate that value that you bring to this world, your unique value, the reason that you're here. You do have value in this world. Excuse me. And you want to figure out what it is and appreciate it. And allow others to appreciate you. That's a hard one. We're not used to being appreciated. And sometimes it can be very overwhelming when others do appreciate us or love us or tell us that they love us. We have to learn how to allow that in because others will appreciate us. And it's not really fair to ourselves to say, oh, you know, you really shouldn't, or I don't know why you do. They do. And we need to honor that within ourselves. The next category is about respecting yourself. And again, all inner feelings. It's about choosing to bring positive people and positive things into your life. If you have people that are bringing you down, people that are a negative influence on you, it may be time to let those people go out of your life. The things in your life, the things that you surround yourself with, should be positive things. If you're in a negative environment, that's not going to be good for you. You may need to survive in that environment for a while, but it's important that you figure out ways to either survive in it so that it doesn't impact you or remove yourself from it. And that's also about having things in your house. If there's things in your house or pictures or whatever that give you a bad vibe, you don't want to look at it, get rid of them. the other thing about respecting yourself is taking care of your body and your health. You have this beautiful body, and you need to take care of it. I'm probably going to speed. Let me see. Let's speed this up a little bit. Boundaries. Be able to set limits with others. You know what that's about. I've talked about boundaries. You have a right to set limits with others. They don't have a right to intrude on you. Keep yourself centered. I can't explain how to do that, but when you feel discombobulated and like you're all over the place and you just don't know where you are, find a way to take a breath and center yourself. Be authentic in everything that you do. Don't be fake. Don't try to please people. Be authentically you. Act in your best interest. When you do things that are for you. There's plenty of time. Look, you know how to do things for other people, but you don't know how to do them for you. So always act in your best interest. And when you present yourself to the world, present the best version of who you are. Don't go out looking your worst. Be your best. Be the best person you can be when you show that face to the world. You have morals and values. Stay true to them. Don't let anyone influence that. You also have rights. Be assertive of those rights. Do not let people tamp you down, push you down, quiet you. You have rights, and you want to assert them. You don't want to be a bully like your narcissist was in asserting these rights. You can be quiet and assert these rights, but just assert them. The other thing is education. We feel much better when we are educated, when we have that knowledge or that something behind us that makes us feel valid in this world. Now we're going to talk about forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself is about accepting your humanness, accepting that you are not perfect. No one is. That's what humanness is about. We're all here learning. You are not perfect. You never will be. Accept it. Forgive your mistakes. Again, everybody makes mistakes. Mistakes is how we learn. If we don't make mistakes, if we're perfect, what do we need to do here? We are going to make mistakes. Accept them, forgive them, let them go. Forgive your errors in judgment. You're not perfect. You are relying on intuition, you're relying on experience, but your judgment may not be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. When you have errors in judgment, be forgiving of that and just try to do it a different way next time. Forgive your vulnerabilities. Like I talked about earlier, there are weaknesses and vulnerabilities that we have. Don't judge them. Don't try to make them go away. You have them. Forgive yourself. If you are vulnerable in a particular area, if you let down your boundaries with your narcissist or narcissistic abuser or whatever, you're vulnerable. Forgive yourself and just try to do it different next time. And you want to be able to forgive others. If you want others to forgive you, you have to be able to forgive others. Take every experience, learn and grow from it. That's what they're there for. Learn and grow from your experiences. Don't judge yourself and say, oh, that was a failure. Why did I do that? Take them as a learning experience. Everything in life is a learning experience and a growing experience. Use the things that you may not do perfectly to grow and learn from. False guilt. Stop blaming yourself for things that are not your fault. Let go of false guilt. We've been told to make ourselves feel guilty. We've been told that we are guilty for things that we're not guilty. Don't apologize for things you didn't do. Don't take on the blame for things you didn't do. Don't blame yourself for things that you didn't do. What I do with guilt, this is how I handle it. If I start to feel guilty about something, I say to myself, look how you're making yourself feel. Would you try to make somebody that you loved and cared about feel the way you're making yourself feel? Think about that. And if you wouldn't make somebody else feel the way you're trying to make yourself feel through guilt, don't do it to yourself. And this is the gentle reminder I give myself. Allow yourself to try again or start over. You may have done it completely wrong in your life. You may have done it completely wrong in setting boundaries with your narcissist. Allow yourself to try again and start over. Life is full of new beginnings. Allow that to happen. If you've done something wrong, make the amends you need to make and then let it go. Once you've said you're sorry, once you've apologized, once you've made the proper amends, you don't have to beat yourself up over it. Let it go. Now we're going to talk about protecting ourselves. Protecting ourselves is about setting and enforcing our boundaries. I can't go into that deeply, but I talk about that a lot, setting and enforcing your boundaries. Protecting yourself is about following your instincts. You know, deep down inside, what's right for you and what's wrong for you. Do not second guess these things. Trust your instinct and trust your judgment. Again, that's part of an internal experience that you have. Don't second guess these things. Protecting yourself is also about not being impulsive. Don't jump into things. Take your time and think them out. Because when you're impulsive, you're going to do things that are not in your best interest. It's okay to take your time and it's okay to think things out. I talk about in my book how to say no. Part of this is giving yourself some time to evaluate situations before you jump in. Earlier in the show, I talked about letting go of people who do not love and support you. These are people that should not be in your life. They're not friends. They're not loved ones if they don't love and support you. And you desperately need people to love and support you, especially when you're healing from narcissistic abuse. Anybody that's giving you bad messages about yourself, let them go. Take them out of your life. Trust only the trustworthy. People that have shown you that they're not trustworthy, don't give them a second chance. You can't afford to do that. There may come a time in your life where you can do that, and you can let that go. Right now, when you're learning to love yourself, these things are very important. Trust only the trustworthy. And refuse to tolerate disrespect. Don't be a doormat. You are not a doormat. Respect yourself and don't tolerate anyone that doesn't respect you. If you are in an unsafe situation, remove yourself physically and emotionally. This is another way, a very important way to protect yourself. If you are in an emotionally or physically unsafe situation, out of it, or make strides to get out of it. Make a plan. You may not be able to do it right away, but make a plan and get out of it. And like I said before, when letting go of people who do not love and support you, avoid people, places, and situations that make you feel bad about yourself. You have spent a lifetime feeling bad about yourself and being told you're bad and you're wrong and you're no good and, you know, you're worthless. You don't need to put yourself in this situation anymore. So if you're around people, places, or situations that make you feel bad about yourself, this is not where you need to be. Self-love is about reevaluating your internal dialogue and putting yourself in places that are safe. Now we're going to talk about the part that's pampering yourself. Because if you don't give yourself wonderful things. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You deserve to give yourself wonderful things. Some of those things are massages. Go and get a massage if you like them, if you enjoy them. Massages are very therapeutic. They feel great, but they're very therapeutic in releasing toxins from your body, getting your limbic system moving. Get massages. It's very good for you if you like them. Meditate. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Find ways to do this. There are, if you go onto YouTube, there are all kinds of guided meditations that all you have to do is sit and listen to. If you don't like to do it that way, you can just sit and meditate on your breath. Try to bring in the white light into your heart and focus on your breath and meditate and try to allow yourself to go deeper and deeper. There's so many different ways to meditate, but find a way that you enjoy doing it so you will do it. Meditation takes us back to ground zero in each day. It takes us out of the stress. It lets our body, it gives our body a break from everything we've been through in the course of the day, all our thoughts, all our feelings, all our emotions. Meditation. If you like yoga or whatever exercise you like, get involved in doing that. That is another way to pamper yourself. Find some kind of exercise or movement, that you enjoy and do it. Take day trips, staycations, or vacations. Make sure you take some time out in your life to enjoy your life. And in the course of your day, do something that you enjoy. Don't make your day all about everybody else. Do things that you enjoy. Allow quiet time in every day. Rest when you need it. You know, we push ourselves. Sometimes we think there's so much, we all have things that are demanded of our, that demand our time. But we've got to say, time out. I need a moment. I need quiet time. I can't give to you if I don't have these things. Rest if you need it. Make your home environment one that's comfortable for you. And if you can't have your home completely comfortable because you can't compromise on everything with the person that you live with, have a space for yourself that's comfortable, that you can go to, that feels like you, that feels like home, that caresses you and you can let down in. Surround yourself with items that you cherish, beautiful things that you love, mementos that are important to you, pictures that you like to look at. Surround yourself with these things so that you feel good inside. You know, we're all on diets in this world, and we're all watching our body and watching our figures and being sure we're eating healthy, and we should. We really should do these things. But once in a while, it's okay to indulge. It's okay to eat some things that you enjoy. You're not going to kill yourself if you do it once in a while. If you do it once a week, twice a week, once a month, however you want to do it, allow yourself some indulgences. It's okay. It's okay to do these things. Enjoy time with people who make you feel good. We talked about earlier not being around people who make you feel worse about yourself. So surround yourself as much as you can with people who make you feel good. Look, that's not going to be every moment of every day. But if you can do it on the weekends, if you can do it on some evenings of the week, if you have a group that you enjoy, surround yourself with people who make you feel good. I talked earlier about meditation. Meditation gets rid of stress. But whatever you have to do to keep your stress levels as low as possible, you want to do that. It may even be asserting yourself and saying, that's something that makes me feel stressful. Please don't do that to me. Your environment, your work, taking time out. Keep your stress levels as low as possible. If you enjoy things like spas or long baths, take them. I don't enjoy them, so I wouldn't do that. That's not something I would do. But some people really love that, and that's an indulgence you can do on a daily basis or whatever. Treat yourself to some nice things. don't be so disciplined in your life that you can't buy yourself something now and then that you really want or really like. You don't have to be extravagant, and maybe you can't afford to be extravagant, but treat yourself well. We can't expect everybody to treat us how we want to be treated. Again, we're talking about an internal experience, things we're doing for ourselves, and this is how we build self-love. You know, when my daughter was young, she was just a type A personality. She worked so hard in school and did really, really well. She drove herself, drove herself. And you know what I would do? I would say to her, take mental health days. I'd say, you're working too hard. Tomorrow you're taking off from school. You're going to take a mental health day. You need it. You need it for yourself. This is about you. You can't push and push and push. And you know, it's funny because she's 30, almost 31 years old now. And she'll text me and say, Mom, I'm home today taking a mental health day from work. We need to do that. We think that we are indispensable, that people can't function without us. Guess what? They can and they will. If you need a mental health day, take it. Take them. And I can't, you know, that's really important because I know people who have stuck out jobs. They won't take vacations. They won't take days off, you know, because they think they're so needed. They get fired and they find out they really weren't that needed. We have to learn to balance ourselves in our lives. Make it a healthy balance with everything that you do. Remember, loving yourself first doesn't lessen your ability to love others. It actually increases it. People who love themselves are able to give so much more to others. The more love we have for ourselves, the more love we have to give. When we have a full well of love, self-love, there is water for everyone else to drink. We need to provide this internal experience. When our well is empty, there's nothing for others to take from us. Keep your well full of self-love. Self-love comes first, and everything else follows after it. I know that you've heard this before, but it's so true. It's so true. So, talking about self-love again, this is about building your internal experience. So that, you know, in my book, there's a whole chapter on self-love. There's a whole chapter on self-validation. There's chapters on absolutely everything that you're going to need to heal yourself from the narcissistic abuse experience. I'm covering absolutely everything. So I talk about all these things in the book. But the most important thing is the internal experience of validation and self-love. Because we cannot go out into this world and feel good about ourselves until we can do these things internally. People are not going to give us what we want. There's people in our lives that love us and will give us things. They will give us aspects of the things that we need to feel good in our lives. That's what relationships are about. You know, we're going to have relationships that give us things, but we have to be authentic within ourselves and give these things to us. So I urge you to listen to this show again. If you haven't already taken notes, take notes and work on these things. Some people like to journal. Some people like to, you know, make notes of their progress or make notes of how they're feeling. Whatever works for you, you can take things one at a time. Go through the list and go one at a time and work on those things and just move down the list. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't expect self-love to just all of a sudden emerge from you with this force. This is going to be a progressive experience, and you're going to make progress as you go. And you're going to find that with each thing that you do, you're going to start to feel better inside. So I'm telling you that these are the things you need to do. Don't let anybody else tell you anything different. These are what you need to do to build your internal experience. And I want you to do this, and I want to hear your feedback. You can write to me or call into the next show. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I do it on the second Friday of every month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, like clockwork. I'm there for you. So I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear how you're progressing in your experiences or what's not working for you, and maybe we can talk about how to make it work better. Please send in your stories to me. I really want them to be in this book, and I need more. I need your stories. Don't second-guess yourself. Send them to me. I will edit them. If you're not a writer, don't worry about it. Just put your thoughts down. I'll make it sound right for you. So just send them to me and email them to loveyourlife@randygfine.com. loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Visit my website, randygfine.com. Also, many, many articles there for you to read, and links to every show that I do. So, you know, you can either go to this page, the Blog Talk Radio page, which is blogtalkradio.com/randy-fine. If you go on that page, it lists every show I've done. I've been doing shows since 2011. I have over 130,000 listens on my shows, doing really, really well. I thank you guys, all of you, for supporting me, because you are by far my most loyal listeners, the people that are listening to these shows about narcissistic personality disorder. I can see the stats, and you are by far my most devoted listeners. I know you're out there, and I know that you hear me, and I hear from you. I'd love to hear more from you. I do counseling, and I've been very, very successful with this counseling. When you know, we all need some help getting through this, and we want to do it with someone who's lived this experience and who has great experience helping others with this experience. Go to my website, randygfine.com. Go to the page that says Fine Life Issues Counseling, and it will give you all my policies. It will tell you what my philosophies are. It will connect you with the page to make the appointments. My fees are so reasonable that they are probably equivalent to what you would pay for a copay if you went to see a doctor that had insurance. And you're not going to get the same benefit from them that you're going to get from me. I urge you to get in touch with me. Let's at least talk one time. At least talk one time so that you can see how we can work. I want you to get better. This is not about me and making money. This is about me wanting the best for you and wanting you to get better and be able to live your life in whatever way you choose to live it. Well, that ends our show for today. Please send your comments and questions to loveyourlife@randygfine.com or your questions for next show, or your questions or stories about your experience. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, life issues counselor, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be. There's a better way.